Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, some of you might have noticed a significant rise in home insurance premiums recently. Inflation coupled with rising building costs are being blamed for these rises. But could homeowners be leaving themselves open to underinsurance? And how can you try and minimise the increases? Well, Brian O'Connell joins me now. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So you got a shock yourself. Your own premium came up for renewal.
Oh, I got a not-so-nice post-Christmas present. I can tell you when the letter came in the door. I had got my home insurance renewal notice. It had jumped from, it was about €370 last year to close to €550 this year. So an increase of about 40%. Now, I hadn't added another wing to the house, so there wasn't anything that had changed in the past 12 months.
No claims or anything in
the
last year.
No claims in the last 12 months, no claims for years. So when I queried this, I was told the rebuild cost had been calculated at some €50,000 higher than last year. And this is why the policy was now more expensive. And it's not just me. I put a tweet up this morning. People got in touch. One person got in touch and said their policy in 2018 was just over €300. €670 they're being quoted for this year. So it's an issue that's been felt in many countries at the moment, actually. It's a perfect storm, as you alluded to, of rising building costs and then inflation, all impacting on home insurance premiums, which are jumping significantly.
And the problem is, if you try to reduce the cover that you have, you could end up with a large bill if something goes wrong.
That's the point. And we'll talk about underinsurance in a few minutes, because that is becoming an issue now and something that is concerning people. So with a little bit of haggling in my own case, I did manage to limit some of the increase, but it's still significantly higher than last year. Now, I reached out to a number of insurance companies to ask them what were their premium rises last year and what are they going to be this year. And I have to say, Claire, they were fairly coy in their replies. They wouldn't be drawn under percentage increases. They cited competition and consumer rules, they said, which prevent them from disclosing information on potential rises. They wouldn't even tell me how much their premiums rose last year. So someone who can give us a good overview of what's happening in the market right now is Dara Cassidy from bonkers.ie. This is his assessment.
According to the CSO, inflation for home insurance is running at over 12%. That's not far off inflation in the wider economy. So according to the CSO, inflation at a wider level is still at near record levels of around 9%. It is beginning to maybe come down a little bit, but construction materials have been badly affected. So things like timber, cement, glass, plaster, all those things that go in to constructing a home have shot up in price over the past maybe 18 to 24 months. And that is feeding through into construction costs, and it is feeding through into increased home insurance premiums as well, unfortunately.
I'd imagine if you auto-enroll, you might see higher increases. So if you shop around, you're likely to get a bit of a better deal.
You can get a better deal by shopping around, but a second reason that why prices are going up, and this point may have gone above some people's heads, is that recently there was an end to price walking in the insurance sector. So price walking was sometimes called the loyalty premium. So it was where consumers or policyholders who had stayed with the same insurer for several years gradually got charged a higher and higher price. In other words, insurers took advantage of their loyalty. The government decided to ban price walking. Now, you can still get a new customer discount by shopping around on your home insurance and your car insurance for 1 year. But under the rules now, if you've been with the same insurer for maybe, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years, all other things being equal, you have to be charged the same premium as someone else. Some people who maybe hadn't shopped around and who had been the victim of price walking are seeing the premiums go down. But on the other hand, those who had maybe negotiated a deal with their insurer for several years and who were getting a good discount, that discount now can't be given because there is no such thing as price walking. That's not allowed. Loyalty premiums are banned. So that, for some people, is also causing their premiums to go up.
So that's Dara Cassidy. And I know, Brian, you got some tips from him also around how to keep premiums down. That point, though, around rebuilding cost increases, that's a big factor, isn't it?
Absolutely. I suppose anybody trying to build at the moment will know all about rising material costs. If you had to rebuild your house, the price you insured it for essentially a year or two ago is likely to be different from what the rebuild cost would be now. Just to get a sense of how to know if you've insured your house for the right amount and just how much those rebuild costs have risen, And I did speak with Kevin Brady, who's current chair of the Quantity Surveying Professional Group. That's within the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland. Every year they bring out a report on rebuild values around the country. So they pick a number of areas, number of different types of houses, and they show you how much the rebuild cost would be. Now, this is what Kevin had to say about their latest data.
Our most recent report in September last year reported a national average increase of around 21% on rebuilding costs for insurance purposes. For example, in Dublin, a three-bed semi-D, in 2021, the rebuild value, which we would have reported, the average rebuild value would have been in around 220k approximately. The comparable figure for 2022 was 268, so circa 20-21% increase. While the increase last year was reported 21, we do anticipate that there might be a softening of that percentage increase over the next year. Historically, costs have in the rebuild guide have generally been between 1-7% over the past few years. So The 21% increase last year was a shock, I suppose. We expect that will fall back slightly in the coming year.
And I suppose the danger here, isn't it, is that somebody may underinsure or may underestimate how much it's going to cost to rebuild their house if something, you know, tragic happens.
That is the issue. So at the moment, if your house is insured, we'll take the three-bed MBD in Dublin. If it's insured for 220,000 in 2021 and you don't increase your insurance cover and a total loss event, so a fire occurs in your house, your house needs to be demolished and rebuilt. Cost of that will be 268,000. The consumer will be left out of pocket. So it's really important, and we do advise consumers to go out and reassess, pick up their policies, have a look at the building sum insured figure and reassess that using, you know, we have a guide online on our website, www.scsi.ie. And we have a rebuild calculator there that's very simple for consumers to pick that up. They can go to the website, type in some key data, and it will calculate the minimum rebuild value.
So that's Kevin Brady there. Now, one of the things that is happening is that some people are confusing the market value of the house or the anticipated sale price, so how much you'd get for the house if you put it up for sale, with the rebuild costs of the house. So that's where underinsuring is coming in, especially outside Dublin, I'm told, where the market value could be actually less than the rebuild value in some circumstances. So the online calculator, updated yearly, that gives you the rebuild price. So it's worth having a look at that before you renew your premium.
Certainly is, but you can shop around, as we heard. Is there anything else we can do to get those premiums down?
Yes, I mean, I went back to Dara Cassidy in Bonkers just to ask his advice, Claire, on what steps you can take to get those premiums down when they do come up for renewal.
You can still shop around and get a new customer discount. So that hasn't been banned. So that would probably be the first thing that I would do. I would always say to people as well, this goes for car insurance as well, if you do get a quote and if it has gone down, that doesn't mean that there isn't still better value to be got by shopping around even further. So always compare the markets and shop around. Other than that, making sure that you're not, I suppose, overinsured as well. Sometimes people do insure their property for the cost of buying it as opposed to the cost of rebuilding it. Make sure, you know, that you're maybe a safer bet. So if you've gotten any renovations done to your home that makes it safer, make sure that you outline this to your insurer. So maybe you got an alarm fitted and maybe you got new appliances or something like that. Any work that's been done that you think makes your home stronger, safer, less prone to damage, that can obviously bring down your insurance costs. So highlight that to your insurer upon renewal as well. And if you're ever in doubt, just chat to a broker and you ask them for any helpful tips and information, or just make sure when you're renewing that you chat to your insurer as well, because you don't want to make sure that you sign up, or you want to ensure that you don't sign up for a policy that is wrong for you.
Dara Cassidy there talking to Brian O'Connell about those rising home insurance premiums. Coming up next, you could be entitled to a UK pension. Find out how to get it and about these new changes that you need to know about coming in April. Owen McGee will be here after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.